What's up, everyone? I'm Nick.
I'm Em.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives. Way to bump your mic, Em.
All right, listen, I was trying to fix it before we started.
Now you might as well try and fix it. My hat keeps hitting the top of mine. Right.
My apologies, okay? I'm trying to be present here.
Present and focused.
Present, focused. I'm ready right for class, on. Okay?
Yeah, why did my page scroll down?
Because I scrolled down.
That doesn't control my page.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, this week we both know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because you're on the page.
I wanted to follow along.
Yeah. I don't think we have any good housekeeping. Any good housekeeping. I don't think we have anything to go over.
Yeah.
I think we'll just dive in. Diving in. So, being the Harry Potter fans that we are.
Yes.
I call it one of the movies this week. I've seen them all so many times that I just don't.
Which one?
It's probably Prisoner of Azkaban.
The best one.
Yeah, you know. To me, it's the best one.
The best one.
A lot of people like Goblet of Fire, and that's my least favorite.
Best book.
Yeah.
I think.
We're reading that now.
It's not up there in terms of the movies. Yeah. Best book, though, for sure.
So it made me kind of want to do a castle.
Ooh, fun.
So for today, we're going to be exploring one of the most haunted places in New Zealand. Larnach Castle. It's a grand mansion with 25 rooms that has been the backdrop of mystery, tragedy, and of course, ghostly sightings. Now, it was built in 1871 by a prominent banker and politician, William Larnach. Larnach Castle took about 15 years and 200 workmen to complete it. The home was meant to be a symbol of wealth and power, and the building is an architectural marvel. Yet behind the stunning facade lies a darker history that has left its mark on this castle. It's located on the Otago Peninsula, overlooking the stunning views of the harbor. However, it's not the breathtaking scenery that draws all the visitors in. It's the castle's chilling reputation. Over the years, the Larnach family experienced immense tragedy. William Larnach's beloved first wife, Eliza, died shortly after the castle's completion, and his favorite daughter, Katie, passed away a few years later.
Favorite daughter.
Yeah, he had favorites.
Get the hell out of here. You're not supposed to have favorites.
You know. Some people have favorites. Depends.
Ask
my sister who the favorite is. So these personal losses, coupled with Larnach's financial ruin and eventual suicide in 1898, have contributed to the castle's eerie atmosphere. Now, you're going to see some pictures of this place. Right?
Looks like a movie, actually.
Gorgeous.
Like, that amazing first picture there literally looks like a CGI shot.
Yeah. Welcome to Genovia. So it was built in 1871 by William Larnach. He was a prominent banker and politician. The castle is located in Dunedin, New Zealand, and is New Zealand's only castle and has an imposing site on the Otago Peninsula. The design was influenced by the European castles, but the materials and craftsmanship were distinctly local and global. Imported Italian marble. Would you say it's Venetian?
Vietnam.
That's the other one.
Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Either way, I feel like you're safe either way. I would know what you meant.
Special glass. And European artisans made up just a few of the luxurious elements. Yet the cost of creating such an elaborate structure quickly led to the financial strain for its builder.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, bringing all that stuff in.
Right. Like, outsourcing it, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it is beautiful, though.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I don't even know, like, really what the inside looks like. Just the outside alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait to hear some of the tales. Mm. So, Larnach envisioned the castle as a symbol of his wealth status. The initial design was to be a grand mansion complete with an extensive garden, But as many ambitious projects, the reality proved to be more complicated. The construction of Larnach Castle was slowed for several reasons. First, Larnach's wealth was not as unlimited as he hoped. The building project was continually delayed due to his financial problems, which were exacerbated by the cost of securing high-quality materials and skilled labor from abroad. In fact, William Larnach was forced to cut corners in some of the areas and borrow heavily to keep the project going. So it wasn't just finances that caused delays. The terrain was difficult, and the construction site was far from ideal. The castle sits on a ridge overlooking the harbor, which means that the foundation had to be built carefully, requiring a solid foundation and drainage system. The remote location also made it challenging to transport building materials there. So the original design was so ambitious that even Larnach's wealth was not enough to bring it to completion on time. As a result, the castle was only finished in the mid-1880s, long after it was first conceived.
Which is crazy. I actually don't know how long it would take you to build, I don't know how long those things, should usually take, but that seems like a ridiculous amount of time.
Being in the automotive field, you're always, one broken bolt away from...
Seriously, which is crazy.
Hours and hours and hours of work. Right. So,
I can imagine, the littlest tiny thing sets you back, so long.
Yeah, and then so you're his terrain, the money, what he's importing to get it, built and stuff. Yeah. So, now we'll move on to William Larnach's life.
Tell me about him.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah.
So he would become known for the Grand Larnach Castle, was a complex figure whose life was filled with ambition, financial ventures, and a profound tragedy. Born in Australia in 1833 to Scottish parents, Larnach moved to New Zealand in 1867. So initially arriving as a banker, managing the Bank of Otago, his sharp business acumen soon expanded into a variety of ventures. By the 1880s, he was an influential figure in the business world, promoted as a promoter and director of many companies. His business ventures ranged from land deals to infrastructure projects, making him an integral part of the economic landscape in New Zealand during the time. Larnach's political life mirrored his business success. He became a member of parliament and later a government minister, aligning himself with the political elite. His influence and ambition led him to be described as a mastermind by the Prime Minister Richard Seddon. However, his tenure as a politician and business leader was marred by accusations. Some described him as a wild speculator, prone to risky business deals that at times were even viewed as dishonest or reckless. He faced allegations of breach of duty, both as director of companies and a government minister. Despite the accusations, he remained a key figure in New Zealand's business and political scene. However, William Larnach's life was ultimately defined by a tragic downfall that played out in both his personal and professional life. In 1898, Larnach, facing insurmountable amount of financial and emotional turmoil, committed suicide. He did so in a committee room at the Parliament, a location symbolic of both his political aspirations and his ultimate despair. His death shocked the country and left many questioning the pressures of business, politics, and personal life in the 19th century New Zealand. The Larnach family's tragic history played a huge role in the castle's reputation for being haunted. William Larnach, though successful in business, suffered greatly in his personal life. His first wife, Eliza, died unexpectedly at 38, just a few years after the castle was completed. She was his true love, and her death devastated him. Larnach's grief was compounded when his daughter Katie became ill with typhoid and passed away in 1889. She was in her 20s. He married his second wife, Mary, who was the half-sister of his first wife.
Boy.
Yeah, kind of.
I guess.
You never know.
Why not?
But think of his mindset.
I guess.
At that point, you know. The familial relationship within the Larnach family was already complex, and this marriage only added more layers of tension.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Larnach's children, from his first marriage had a strained relationship with their stepmother.
Yeah, because it's also their aunt. Like, no. What?
No.
Yeah?
Now she's just a stepmom. No more aunt.
I guess.
You get to be the fun aunt and stepmom.
And now you get to be the evil stepmom that they all hate.
All at the same time. His second wife eventually passed away as well, so he married a third time to Constance Brandon, who was much younger than him.
He wasn't taking a chance on a third time.
Nope. He said,
We're going younger.
If I go younger, we should be good.
We're going younger.
The resentment from his surviving children grew after Constance's own actions complicated the family's dynamic further.
Of course.
Rumor spread of an affair between Constance and Larnick's younger son, Douglas,
T.
creating a scandal that shook the already fragile foundations of the family.
Well, yeah, that'll do it.
In addition to these personal tensions, there were financial issues plaguing the Larnick family. As time passed, Larnick's ability to financially support his children deteriorated. This caused further strain in the family, with some of his children expressing hostility and frustration. The economic downturn, compounded by Larnick's absences due to political and business duties in Wellington and Australia, only served to exacerbate the issues between him and his children. The tensions and stress ultimately reached a tragic conclusion. William committed suicide in October of 1898 by shooting himself in the head in a committee room of the Parliament. His death occurring in the context of family turmoil, professional downfall, and personal discontent marked the final chapter of a complex and tragic life. So Larnick Castle ended up changing hands several times over the years. Larnick Castle has had many owners between the Larnick family and the current Baker family. The castle has also had many uses as a lunatic asylum, a hospital for shell-shocked soldiers, and a nun's retreat. The ballroom was once even used as a sheep-holding pen, a tragic fall from the grand status it was first built for. Here's a look at some key owners of the Larnick Castle and their influence on its history. So from 1871 to 1898, the original owner and builder of the castle, William Larnick, financial difficulties and the tragedies of his family cast a long shadow over the castle's history. Then in 1898, after Larnick's death, his daughter, who married into the wealthy Richardson family, inherited the property. However, with no money left to maintain the castle, it was sold. In 1900, it was used for a holiday retreat for the nuns. In 1906, the government buys the castle. The castle was then used as a hospital for mental patients and for shell-shocked soldiers. Say that 10 times
I was literally
fast.
Just going to say that's a rough one.
In 1918, the castle was vacant. It suffered from a lot of theft and vandalism. Then in 1927, Mr. Jackson Purdy purchased the castle and spent a large sum of money restoring the building and its grounds. The castle became a showplace filled with antiques, and it was connected to electricity.
There you go.
Look at that. So in 1939, Mr. Purdy, with failing health, decides to sell the property. In 1940, the castle goes to auction, bought by Mr. Armstrong. In 1941, it sold to Mr. Stedman. During World War II, over 80 U.S. soldiers were housed at this castle. Then in 1967 to the current time, Barry and Margaret Baker purchased Larnick Castle and began restorations since it was in ruins. The family has diversified their business by investing in accommodation located in the castle gardens, which is Larnick Lodge, providing boutique accommodations with every room offering a harbor view of the private facilities.
You struggling with the word boutique is so funny. It's just like you could so tell that you're a man. Like, you're just such a man.
I was going to be like, boquette?
How often do you see that word as a man?
I knew what it was.
No, I know. It's just funny.
Sitting there, there's just some
words.
It is words
spelled weird.
It's spelled weird, but there's just some where I'm like, and I have a habit of my brain and mouth moving faster than my eyes. So I'm like, or vice versa, my eyes moving faster than my brain and my mouth. So like, I saw boutique and I'm like three or four words ahead of myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? All right. Well, why don't we get into the historical hauntings of the castle?
Heck yeah.
With a history steeped in tragedy, it's no surprise that the Larnet Castle developed a reputation as one of New Zealand's most haunted locations. Visitors and staff alike have reported a range of unexplained phenomena that have cemented the castle's eerie legacy. The most common apparition is believed to be that of Katie Larnick, William's beloved daughter, favorite beloved daughter.
Favorite, put respect on her name. Who died
young and tragically. Her presence is often felt in her old bedroom. Some guests have reported feeling sudden chills, unexpected sadness, or even a sensation of being watched while in the room. There have also been accounts of her ghost appearing at the foot of the bed or brushing past visitors in the hallway.
Nope.
Eliza Larnick, William's first wife, is another spirit said to roam the halls. The scent of her favorite lavender perfume is sometimes detected in empty rooms, and there have been sightings of a lady in a Victorian dress looking out the windows or walking silently through the gardens. But perhaps the most unsettling reports are tied to William Larnick himself. His ghost is sad.
His ghost is sad.
The cursor's literally in front of the eye. His ghost is said to haunt the tower of the room and sometimes the study. Both places he reportedly spent a lot of time brooding himself to death. Guests have claimed to hear heavy footsteps, slamming of doors, and even whispers when no one else is around. The staff have mentioned the feeling of being pushed and or nudged, only to turn and find that there's nobody there. William's remains were distributed into the family crypt in Dunedin. His skull was even stolen.
What?
And found in a student's dorm room. What? In 1972.
Get the hell out of here.
Complete with the hole in his head.
They stole my man's skull.
His head was stolen. Yeah.
That's crazy. Just imagine finding that like somebody's dorm. You're like, what the hell?
The student was like, I just got it from somebody. He's like, I didn't steal it.
Right.
It was just here.
Got handed down. Yeah. Like, how the hell do you come in contact with a skull head?
Yeah. Though eventually it was returned, many believe this desecration may have disrupted his spirit.
You think? I'd be pretty disrupted if my skull was no longer with the rest of my remains. I'd be pretty tweaked. Mm-hmm. I'd be pretty annoyed.
I mean, I think everybody would be. Constance Larnick's former bedroom is another paranormal hotspot. Her wedding dress and a Victorian-era toiletries remain on display.
See, that's kind of creepy.
And the room is often noticeably colder than any other part of the castle.
Mm.
Some believe it is Constance who still lingers here. Others claim it's Eliza, bitter over being replaced. One unsettling report involves a couple being pushed apart as they entered the room, as if by unseen hands.
Hmm.
In 1994, during a theatrical performance of Castle of Lies in the castle's ballroom, a fierce and sudden storm broke out, unpredicted by forecasters. As the actors reached the climactic scene of William's suicide, lightning flashed inside the room, and hail crashed against the roof. Fine white particles even blew from the fireplace into the ballroom. Many guests believe it was part of the show, but it wasn't. Whether coincidence or supernatural interference, it left a lasting impression on all who witnessed it.
Yeah. That would be enough to spook me, I'll tell you.
Right? I would think it was part of the thing.
No, for sure. If you're, like, the cast member, like, yeah, whatever, and, like, you're on stage, and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, you'd be like, I'd be like,
so that wasn't supposed to happen. Our special effects are not this good. Yeah. We don't have that much of a budget.
Other frequent phenomena includes doors that open and close on their own, intense feelings of being watched, and some guests even report sensations of suffocation in certain bedrooms.
No, absolutely not.
Am I booked you a room there?
Oh, well, too bad. I hope you can get your deposit back because it's not happening.
Paranormal investigators have captured EVPs.
I'm shocked.
Significant temperature drops and unexplained figures in photographs.
See, I feel like doors opening and closing on their own, especially doors with doorknobs, always, like, really just throw me off. Because what mm-hmm. do you mean?
Yeah. I was like, so I don't think my mom's house is haunted at all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's anything there. Mm-hmm. But the one time her and I got into an argument, and I went into my room and shut the door,
mm-hmm.
and she was in the living room. And I remember leaning, like, turning and looking at my door and watching my doorknob turn right and left. And I, like, poked my head out of the door, and I was like, what did you want? And she was like, I've been sitting here. I didn't touch your door.
Nope.
And I was like, well, where's Timmy and Sean? And she's like, they're their moms. And I was like, well, who turned my
right,
doorknob?
Right, like, who just turned my doorknob then? And, absolutely not. Yeah.
She was like, well, wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Wasn't me.
Speaking of more modern times, today, the castle embraces its haunted legacy through immersive ghost tours that explore the darker history. These experiences are held year-round, including chilling Halloween parties and Victorian ghost story events that revive the grim tales of the past.
See, you know, if they had, like, I don't know what Victorian ghost story events are like, but if it's, like, everybody dress up in Victorian-style clothing and we're all going to have a ball in this fancy castle, I'm going
we're
to
gonna that.
We're
going to have a ball in the ballroom?
Yeah. I'm going to that. Like, I'm not
you
turning...
You just revoked your room.
I'm not turning down that opportunity to go dance in a pretty ball gown in a ballroom in that pretty castle. I don't care how haunted it is.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great time. And honestly, the vibes are higher if it is haunted. Mm-hmm. You got more to do.
Well, yeah. After your ball, you could take a nighttime guided tour through dimly lit corridors and into rooms rarely opened during daylight hours, such as the basement and the infamous tower room. Stories of the family's tragedy, betrayal, and mental torment all shared alongside firsthand accounts from staff and past guests. Lanterns provide the only light as a tour guide recounts centuries of sorrow and mystery. Some tours even include ghost hunting equipment like EMF detectors, spirit boxes, and audio recorders. The Quantum Foundation's Paranormal and Psychic Research Group investigated in Constance's room, and an EVP recording once captured a soft whispering voice stating, I did not do it.
Nope.
After an investigator asked if she had truly had an affair with Douglas.
Not the investigator trying to get the tea.
Yeah.
They really you needed to know.
Excuse me, we need some tea, please.
Excuse me.
The voice was not heard at the time, but was found later during a later review.
See, I feel like that is so creepy, like when you don't hear it in the mm-hmm. moment, but then you go back and you listen oh, yeah. to it, and well, like you were literally having a full conversation with a ghost.
Taking EVPs is like, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
The spirit box, I don't really like that thing, but spirit box kind of
yeah, wait, what's the difference between
me.
A spirit box and...
A spirit box is one of those things that's like, it goes like...
Right.
And it'll be like, box... here
yeah
and
okay.
then the EVP is just like a recording thing
okay yeah.
yeah
got it
where was I so they classified it as a class A EVP due to its clarity and directness. The ballroom, once the site of that mysterious lightning strike, continues to show signs of haunting. During one investigation, the sounds of dishes and glasses were clanking despite the room being empty and all the investigators accounted for elsewhere. No objects have been moved, and video footage offered no visual explanation. Two members of the Quantum Foundation's paranormal team conducted a two-night investigation while staying on-site at the stables. In the dead of night, one investigator reported hearing the distinct sound of a swishing dress while walking through the ground floor, despite being completely alone. Another captured a male voice responding clearly to a question, ruling out contamination due to isolated locations. For the brave souls, Larned Castle is open 7 days a week, and overnight stays are available. See, Em? Stay overnight.
I don't know.
Do your ball gown thing. Do
I
a ghost
don't know
hunt.
If I'm staying overnight. I'm gonna head out after my ball gown, my ballroom experience.
Guests can choose to stay between Larned Castle Stables, Larned Castle Lodge, and the nearby Luxury Camp Estate, though sharing the space with the castle's ghostly residents is not for everyone.
See, that's for me.
The New Zealand television series Ghost Hunt filmed an episode here and even captured a photograph believed to be the ghost of William Larned himself. Many believe that the strong emotional energy from generations of sorrow, betrayal, and loss has left an imprint, one that continues to echo through the haunted halls. So we have a bunch of pictures that we could post too.
I promise I'll really post them, I promise.
Yeah. So that place these are sick. Is crazy. It's beautiful. The history is wild. When I found this.
Even just like some of the pictures are just like so eerie. Like right? Just the look of them. You can just tell. Like, you know, I don't know. Like you look at something and you just like know the place is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Like them having like her wedding dress still like on display. Like that whole thing. That's crazy. That's creepy. Did you not
see the woman flying above it?
I know. That's what I'm looking at. Like it's, they really play into it for sure.
Well, it's definitely, I mean, it's definitely a haunted place.
For sure. 100, dude, with that much
I feel like
history,
it also, like, yeah, well, with that much history, like, tragedy with the family.
Right, and the tragic, like.
With the beauty of it, I feel like it just needs to be haunted. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have something that pretty and not be haunted.
Mm.
You know?
Which is crazy, because it's so gorgeous and beautiful, but, like, I don't know if I'd want to live there.
Well, you don't even know if you'd want to stay there.
I know. But, like, you gotta think, like, it's a castle. It's gorgeous. Like, it's beautiful. Like, just, people would kill to live there.
Where do you see the pictures? When the pictures get put up.
Seriously, it looks like AI. Like,
yeah, it is. I seen it, and I was like, well, I have to, this one has to get covered.
There's gotta be something going on there.
There's definitely something going on here.
Yeah. I liked that. That was really fun.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna start diving more into castles.
Yeah. Gosh, there's so many.
Castles.
There's a castle. We have a castle.
I do not have a castle.
We don't have a castle, Nick. I mean, Pennsylvania has a castle.
Do we?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No, probably. I haven't. I have not, actually. I don't even know if it's haunted, but I know that there is a castle around us.
Well, maybe
us.
We'll have to look into that one.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go on site and record there.
Mm, I'm with it.
Yeah. All right, well, I think I'm ready to get out of here. We've talked people's ears off. What are you talking about?
Nick's phone is actually going crazy.
Apparently, William Larnick just jumped into my phone.
That's actually spooky. Right? I don't like it.
On that note, we're definitely going now. Don't forget to go follow us on our socials for TikTok, Instagram.
X.
What else? X. I always forget about that one. It's
easy.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Reddit. It's all The Ominous Archives.
The Ominous Archives.
And don't forget to go follow our newest team member, Sam, at Scare Me Sam, her podcast. And she also has a website, Scare Me Sam. So go jump over there and follow her. Her stuff's awesome. She reviews books and stuff like that on Scare Me Sam. So if you're looking
Haunted,
for a...
scary, spooky books, it's definitely a good listen.
Yep, that's where I just grabbed my latest book from. And on that note, though, until next week, guys, stay haunted.
See ya.
See ya.